אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, מאמר מתן...
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, article giving of the Torah, מתן תורה, item 17.
We will nevertheless read from 16. One, an earlier one.
Item 16. In the above words, we find a way to understand our concept from above, about the contents of the mitzvah, the commandment, love your friend as yourself. How the Torah compels us to do something that cannot be done. Indeed, for this, know that for this reason, the Torah was not given to our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but was held until the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out and became a complete nation of 600,000 men of 20 years of age or more. For then, each member of the nation was asked if he agreed to that exalted work. And once each and every one in the nation agreed to it, with all his heart and soul, he said, and said, we will do and we will hear. It became possible to observe the whole of the Torah. And that which was previously impossible became possible. This is because it is certain that if 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard, so their friends will not lack a thing. And moreover, they will engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. And because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, obeying all the conditions given in items 3 and 4. After all, why would he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah. For now, they were capable of observing it. But before they grew into a complete nation, and certainly during the time of the fathers, who were unique in the land, they were not truly qualified to observe the Torah in its desirable form. Since with a small number of people, it is impossible to even begin with engagement in mitzvot, commandments between men and men, to the extent of love your friend as yourself. And this is why they were not given the Torah.
Ken.
Yes, we see that the goal is a very exalted one. We're not even able to approach it. The Creator seemingly drops on us something that is opposite to us, and we have no possibility to have a grip on it and to begin to do anything, all the more so to finish it. And what can we do? So this is what we have to study next, in the next article, which is a continuation of this one called the article of the Arvut, mutual responsibility, that through mutual help we will be able relatively easily and quickly to enter such a connection between us where the upper force, the force of Bistol, is revealed. He dwells upon us. It is considered that we acquire the force of Bistol, that we invert from deception to Bistol. Even though that doesn't happen, it's only the intention over our will to receive, or the control over our will to receive of intention in order to bestow is what we acquire. And then we exist. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь этот абзац не очень понятен, когда вот
каждый сказал, сделаем его. Something is not entirely clear in this verse. When everyone said we shall do and we shall hear, meaning the entire Torah became possible. What does it mean that you can now carry out the Torah?
That if they want to perform the correction of the will to receive, it is possible to perform it only in the connection between people who all understand that they're not capable of it, but when they turn to the Creator and ask, then they get from the Creator the force of bestowal, which starts to grow stronger and to be revealed between them. And they gradually, as they get closer to each other, they become one desire to bestow. And the more they come closer between them to a desire to bestow to the Creator, by that they themselves become a will to bestow, or more correctly, the intention in order to bestow. And in the intention to bestow, they can feel the upper force and be in a mutual connection with him. This is considered that they are entering dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator. And this is how the created beings are corrected, and the whole of creation returns back into the Creator.
А что такое принцип «сделаем и услышим»?
So what does it mean to hear and do?
That we are doing things without understanding, without a feeling, without checking whether we are in true actions, whether we're mistaken. Of course, we discover ourselves as not wanting to do anything, but rather we do it because, well, either there is no choice or it's interesting. The Creator, nevertheless, is manipulating us, playing some exercises on us, just like we do with little children, that we confuse them, and so long as they will perform all kinds of actions, and by that they will develop. How do children grow up? Because we take them on our hands, or we take them and we start to walk with them and to dance and to perform all kinds of actions. We start playing together with them, where we seemingly are playing against them, but actually we are creating conditions for them to play seemingly against us, but by that they learn. The whole of life is a game. By that, we learn the Creator's game, the Creator's qualities. We want to determine between us relations that are like the Creator, and to create between us a model, a template of the Creator between us. This is considered that we discover Him in all of the relations between us. This is all of our work. The purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah, all of it, is to bring the created beings to such connections, such relations that are like the Creator, so that between them this force, these relations will be revealed, these qualities that are called the Creator. Okay.
Rab, io riesco sempre difficilmente a relazionarmi con le 600.000 anime, perché
Rabbi, it's very difficult for me to relate to this concept of 600,000 souls always, because it seems to me like some kind of an allegory. But if we try to relate to it in our reality, can we say that 600,000 souls is actually Bnei Baruch? It relates to Bnei Baruch?
I'm not looking at it as a number. Just understand, what is 600,000? You have 10 Sefirot.
Zeranpin.
Zeranpin. Is six. You have Keter Chochma Bina. Those are three. And then Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. That's six. And Malchut is another one. In total, 10. So we need to resemble the qualities of Zeranpin, because Keter Chochma Bina, those are the qualities of the source. This is called Gar of the degree, the first three. From there, we get all kinds of upper influences from the Creator Himself. Gar is the Creator. But Zat means that the influence of the Creator enters our desires. And from the general will to receive, He divides it into six parts, six modes, six types, and He bestows, He appears in six ways. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. And the Malchut is already our will to receive, who receives this influence and wishes to resemble them. So our work is to reveal Zeranpin, the influence of the Creator on us, and from Malchut, from the will to receive, to resemble Zeranpin. That's what we call building the zone, Zeranpin and Nukva, to be together. Because Malchut will take the same form as Zeranpin, except Zeranpin bestows and Malchut receives, but they work together in order to carry out the upper desire. The upper one is called Gar, Keter Chochma Bina. Then it turns out that the revelation in Keter Chochma Bina is revealed in Zeranpin. The Malchut must be the one who receives from it, because by that it demonstrates its bestowal. It wants to reveal the Creator, so it reveals it in this way. It's ready to receive His bestowal. But to receive His bestowal, it has to resemble Him. And that's how it works. We'll talk about it. This is all that we learn about Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Такой вопрос. Вот в этой в этом состоянии высоком, которое тут описывается, вот в таком поручительстве, что значит слова о том, что я больше не беспокоюсь о собственном существовании? Я же все равно должен получать.
What does it mean I no longer care for my own existence? In every case, I have to take care of my necessity. So
on that it says that it will neither be condemned nor praised. More than that, you must care about your physical, beastly existence. You were given this beast, this animal, so you would exist in it in order to attain the degrees that are above the degree of the beast, above the animate degree, in order to reveal the degrees of the speaking. But you must also keep the animate degree. Since a person has to take care of himself so long as his body is alive, he has to take care of his attitude to his family, to sustain the family, to have kids, let's say, and have a job, a profession. So he would sustain this level called the animate level. Like animals who have a place where they live, where they connect, they mate, they give birth to their offspring, and so on and so forth. We also have to do the same. Why? Because we are, as it says, everything comes from the inanimate degree. We all come from the simple will to receive. So we have this inanimate, vegetative, and animate. Those are the degrees we're in this world. And the speaking degree is anyone who wishes to resemble the Creator, called Adam, Hadomeh, the one who resembles the Creator. And anyone who wants it can rise above the degree of this world.
So,
exactly from this stems the question, especially when we have such special times, and it doesn't get easier from one day to the next, so to sustain myself. So how can I provide that to the friends?
I understand it's a problem. It is a problem, and people need to see where are we advancing towards. And the main thing is to care about our necessity. Necessity means that I have to take care of food. Food for the family. That's the main thing. Because with each passing day, everything changes and the food is our main concern. So I need to see myself restricting myself in all areas. And the main thing is to care of my animate degree. And the animal cares about only how to provide food for itself.
If I can ask also, there are many questions at this point. How to define for myself? Each one has to define to himself the measure of his necessity. If I want to limit myself to have boundaries, what boundaries should I place for myself? This is also far from me.
The important thing for us is to care about basic fulfillments, without which our body, like a living body, we are animals according to our body, without which the body cannot exist. So I need to ensure I have food, water, I have a certain corner for my life, for living, and that's what I have to set up for my family, but not more than that. You guys in Ukraine are in a state where many of the inhabitants, they have a problem to arrange their lives even on a minimal level like that. I understand you, but you have to understand that this is also the upper providence, and it's possible that this is the correction that the nation has to go through. If you're asking me, I understand it. I get it. Also, because I am from the nation of Israel, who went through all kinds of things in each and every stage of its history. It was expelled from everywhere, was killed, maimed. So I can understand. But there is no choice. You have to accept it and understand this state is necessary for correction. As it's written, a person has to be grateful for the bad as for the good. As incomprehensible as it is, the people who attain the purpose of life, the essence of life, they tell us to do it.
Тикуним, тикуним, זה מה שאנחנו עוברים.
Corrections, corrections, that's what we're going through.
Чехословак фри.
Dear Raf, what does the commitment in the mitzvot between man and man mean?
לעזור לכל אחד
to help each one understand what is the purpose of creation, what is the reason for the suffering, and that all those things come from the good who does good, from the Creator, who wants to pull us in through all these occurrences that we're going through. And the correction towards a good goal. And it's not like in religions, but rather we have to reveal those things here and now in this lifetime.
Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear friend and Rav. Another question from our friend, why is Torah given before Arvut? How can we attract the light of Torah to our Kli for keeping Arvut?
We're going to learn from the Arvut article again, so you'll understand it there. But just understand that the Torah that was given to us from above is the upper light that expands in us from the Creator, and the Arvut speaks of the vessel that we have to arrange down below in order to receive the light of the Torah. So both complement one another in this way. So giving of the Torah is the giving of Torah from above to us, and the Arvut is the vessel that receives the Torah from below.
Turkey 5.
Thank you, Rav. Is Zerampin the desires which are corrected?
Zerampin ze utam ratzonot she'anachnu
tzichim. Zerampin are the desires that we need to organize, arrange within us. And then we receive the sum total in Malchut, in our will to receive, in order to bestow.
No.
When we rise to the degree of Bina, does it mean we are corrected the Zerampin?
לא, 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 אני לא רוצה לדבר על זה, זה לא שייך לעניין, ואנחנו...
I don't want to talk about it, it's nothing to do with learning, we're not rising to the level of Bina, I'm sorry. It's not according to the topic. We're not rising to any degree of Bina.
תל אביב 4.
תל אביב 4.
תודה רב, בוקר טוב.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. There is some condition here that I wasn't able to understand. If I already keep love your friend as yourself, why do I need that it will be towards me also? Why should it also be mutual?
What should be mutual?
If I already keep the mitzvah of love your friend as yourself, why should it also be kept towards me? That I have to be freed of everything that I need to take care of.
I don't understand the question.
He writes here that that no individual has any need to take care of himself.
If everyone is in mutual guarantee and in mutual care to provide all the needs to one another, then of course no one cares about himself.
So it has to be mutual? That is, if I keep it, then isn't that enough?
You don't have the energy, the strength to keep it unless you also receive it from the others. That's why it's called mutual guarantee. Avut. It can be that one is doing it and the other one is not.
That's exactly my question. Why should it be mutual? If I already do it...
Because you won't have the strength, the energy to do it, to give. You understand? You must be certain that you're also receiving and then you can give. Where will you get this confidence, this certainty? Because you're the will to receive. Or you're living in the clouds, I don't know.
So first I have to receive it, or first I have to...
You have to be certain that you are in mutual connection with everyone, and then we'll learn the Arvut article soon. Then we receive from above a special illumination called Arvut. Then each one is certain that he will lack nothing. Why? Because we receive the illumination through a complete vessel. We're going to learn about it shortly.
So it comes according to some measure of connection, or each one can...
Through the connection, of course. One person can attain anything. Arvut, mutual guarantee, is a special illumination from above that is holding all the vessels together according to their man, according to their demand.
PT3. Thank you. So, which inner transition has to occur in a person from the state that he cannot keep love your friend as yourself to a state where he can keep love your friend as yourself?
The Creator needs, should want it. You hear it?
I hear you. And how will he want it?
How will he want it? When you ask him. And when you ask to ask him, you have to get to him, you have to turn to him, and you need to have a justifiable or justified demand that you're connected to others, that you wish to connect them, you want to bring them to the Creator in order to give him contentment, and you're asking for this to take place, and then everything that we learn together.
And what does it mean, what he writes here, if we stick to the text, that there is a point where it's impossible to keep love your friend as yourself, then it becomes possible to keep love your friend as yourself.
That's in each and every degree, in each and every state, that's how we feel. Look how you get up in the morning, like an animal, and you begin to recover relative to the degree of men. Where am I? What for? Why did I wake up? Why did I get out of bed? And so on and so forth. And in this way, we are waking up.
If to ask more precisely, why is it that in an internal state called Avot, the forefathers, he cannot keep love your friend as yourself, and in an internal state called Yervut, he is able to keep love your friend as yourself?
Because in the Arvut, there are many people who are disconnected. There is no connection between them, not like in the degree of the fathers. They're more egoistic. They're lower. They have greater numbers. They are more distant than one another. So when they try to be in connection between them, the level of the connection they need to build between them has to be significant, relevant, relative to the degree of the fathers who were already from the get-go in sanctity. And that's why it comes to the sons. Their demand for Arvut is justified.
Wait a minute, can we relate to these as states within a person? Meaning, is there a stage within him called forefathers and another point in him called...
I don't want to get confused right now, and I don't recommend it to you.
In the context of what is happening in the world, we decided to engage in dissemination in the social networks, and already there is a feeling that neighborhoods actually have a great influence. On the other hand, How should I relate to the darkness? Is it my darkness? I have to correct it.
You have to imagine that the entire world is your vessel, and you must correct the entire world. Then anything you see in the world that is not corrected, it's all on you. Everything is on you. And then you can start.
When we try to divide it between the level of the animal and the level of the of Adam, human, should we also distinguish between disturbances that come from people who are not on the path versus the friends in the ten?
People who are not on the path, I'm not even thinking about them, I'm not talking about them. We're talking about only about the strengthening of the ten and how within the ten we create a place for the revelation of the Creator in order to give Him contentment. This is what we're discussing. And there's other people who are outside of our framework and consider their opinions. I never do it. Only for the sake of dissemination. I need to know what they're thinking about and how to reach them, but I have nothing to learn from there, and nothing to learn from them.
If, nevertheless, a person finds himself that people who are not from the path are actually hindering him, what should he do?
So either he gets rid of them, or he goes to them and he gets rid of us. We should not be in contact with the others, except to explain to them, not to get into mutual arguments, rather only to explain to them the truth, our truth. They want to hear it? No problem. If they don't want to hear it, I close myself. My ears are always shut not to hear from them. If they want to hear something, I'll speak. If not, I will keep silent. I recommend to you to understand what I'm saying and not to get confused. That's it. So, Gilad, maybe read for us finally.
Yes, item 17.
Yes, we're concluding the article, the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, last excerpt.
Item 17. From all the above, we can understand one of the most perplexing phrases of our sages. All of Israel are responsible for one another.
Meaning anyone who is yearning for the Creator, Yashakel, straight to the Creator, Israel, they can attain this goal of reaching the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, adhesion in the Creator, only when they are in arvut with one another, in mutual guarantee. To the extent of the arvut they attain between them, they will approach the Creator.
This seems to be completely unjust. For is it possible that if someone sins or commits a transgression that upsets his Maker, and I have no acquaintance with him, the Creator will collect his debt from me? It is written, fathers will not be put to death for children, etc. And each man will be put to death for his own sin. So how can they say that I'm responsible for the sins of even a complete stranger, of whom I know neither of him nor of his whereabouts?
We feel it throughout our history. I'm talking about the people of Israel. We hear many times from all the nations in all the different times of history throughout the thousands of years of our existence that we are guilty of everything. We are to blame for everything. All the bad is because of us. And this is a feeling that exists within people all over the world. And the more developed the nations, they feel even more that this perhaps is true. They don't know how, but they know, they think that it's happening through financial systems, or maybe they have some spells, but they have the power to influence the world. And because the world is bad, then it's their fault. From this, they construct all kinds of anti-Semitic approaches, and they have what to rely on. Where does it come from? From the fact that the good can only be revealed in mutual guarantee, and mutual guarantee can be kept only by people who feel, who understand, who are close to connection between themselves. So until we keep this connection, it will be bad for the whole world, and first of all, bad to these groups, or this group, this nation, as it came out of Babylon 5,000 years ago. Either way, this is how it will work out. So, if we desire the correction of the world, we have no choice, no other choice but to connect with the power of Arvut, a mutual guarantee, and this power we can bestow to all of humanity, and then everyone will reach correction. Don't think that this is something impossible, some flight, some fantasy, but it rather has to be that nature, or Elohim in Gematria's nature, is obligating us to work in this way. Moscow one.
Дарав, спасибо, извините, только зажглась. А вот по поводу того, что вот вообще...
Yes, Rav, sorry.
Можем ли мы людям все-таки уже начинать давать...
What can we give to external people? Can we begin to give them...
Потому что все равно все складывается в ту сторону.
Something in a form of some easy connection.
You cannot begin to organize people in groups.
Алидейма.
By what? Do they have a common goal? Do they want something, the same thing? I don't understand what you're asking. If you're going to teach the wisdom of Kabbalah or something, that's okay. They assemble because they wish to learn a certain wisdom, a certain segula, a remedy. But on what basis are you putting people together?
Они приходят с запросом, допустим, по поводу депрессии, как бы есть такой.
They come with problems of depression.
No, we can't confuse people. They want medication against depression. I don't have medication for depression. I can only help them by telling them why the world exists, why man exists, how we can come to the good state where when we open for ourselves the purpose of this life. That is, I cannot confuse them by offering them a medication for their depression, because they need nothing more than some antidepressant. They don't need anything, and I will now begin to play them with their will to receive and bestow. They don't want it. You can't manipulate people. You're not allowed to. You must explain as clearly as possible to people. We learn where is our world headed? What is it coming to? How can we assist our fate? What can we do in this world, in life? But it's not like we're going to give them some medication against an illness they wish to cure, and you're giving them something else. No, we're not allowed to do it. It's forbidden. Moscow 3.
Вы много раз говорили, что очень важно заботиться о здоровье. Это входит в рамки...
You've been telling us many times how important it is to take care of health. Is that part of necessities? On the other hand, I heard that it's good that the body suffers. Let it suffer. It's also a correction. So how to find the right balance?
It's good to feel that the body is suffering from its ego pressuring it. That's the torments we're talking about. But not about sufferings that my foot hurts, let's say. We need to understand what it speaks about.
No, Moscow 3.
Well, Moscow 3.
And Yoder Beseder.
None.
Ita one.
No more. Okay. Ita one.
Hey, caro Rav. Di fatto io sono egoista e non desidero l'ervut. So che è la luce circostante.
I'm an egoist and I don't want ervut. And I know that the surrounding light is what gives me that desire to be an ervut to my friends. So the question is, where is my work? To just accept it that the Creator is working in me?
Your work is in learning with us and implementing what you learn in the group and in dissemination. First in the group and adhere to the group, and then also in dissemination to the external audiences. That's all we need to do.
PT 19.
Ken, toda rav, katuv, asher
afiyon nukhri li legamre, he writes that even the one I don't know in his place, I should be a guarantee to his sins. Who is he and what are his sins?
Again.
It's written that even the person whom I don't know or his whereabouts, I am a guarantor to his sins.
Yes, because we are in one system of Adam HaRishon, and each of us is responsible for everyone. And each of us suffers for everyone, and everyone suffers for everyone. Our presence in the system of Adam HaRishon, in which we're connected to one another, brings us to a state in which we have to correct the whole system, where it can't be that there is someone who is uncorrected, and I nevertheless feel good. It's impossible. We are connected to one another, all the souls, throughout all the generations, meaning all the stages of development. We are all connected to one another, and we have no choice but to come to mutual arvut. And only in this mutual arvut, where each feels himself responsible for everyone, one acquires the vessel for everyone and seemingly swallows this whole vessel of all the souls and becomes one soul of Adam. And this way we come to correction. And each of us will be as an Adam, one who resembles the Creator in power, bestowal, and adhesion. And by that we don't bother one another, because we have been through all the shattering between us, and this shattering gives each and every one build himself as Adam HaRishon alone, unique, only him. That's one of the results of the shattering. Hence, each and every one of us will be in the intensity of one Adam to stand before the one Creator.
Is the one from outside also part of us, from Bibi?
Yes. Кармиэль.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Раф, иногда вот тяжело даже почувствовать товарища в группе. Как я могу, допустим, почувствовать?
Sometimes it's hard to feel the friend in the tent. So how can I feel a friend that, let's say, from Latin America or?
Wait, it will happen soon. You won't see him like you see your friend. Since you won't understand his language and you won't feel him beastly on an animal level. But on the degree of speaking, on the degree of Adam in mutual bestowal, you will discover one another and the Creator will bind between you. Between a person and another, we will reveal the presence of the Creator. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, can I ask about dissemination, about what you just said?
Yes.
We know that we don't promise something against antidepressants or anxieties. We never promise that. But yes. We see, and I hear from people that disseminate, they hear from people that the moment I started studying, people that just listen to the Rav Lightman on TV,
I understand everything, but I do not advertise that or spread that. Whoever wants to know the purpose of life, the purpose of life, of course it can influence all the systems in man, because it's the highest system there is. But I am not going to take care of any other system lesser than the essence of life.
The question is, how can we know if a person came because he's depressed, which is something clinical, or he has a point in the heart?
I can't say. That is a problem that we will slowly, slowly feel. Gradually. There's none wiser than one with experience. Where are you?
War in the line, and if it is not enough for you.
Well,
and if that is not enough for you, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if he has performed one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced the world to the scale of merit. And if he commits one sin, woe unto him. For he has sentenced himself and the world to the side of sin. As it is said, one sinner destroys much good. Thus, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, has made me responsible for the whole world. Since he thinks all the people in the world are responsible for one another, and each person brings merit or sin to the whole world by his deeds. This is twice as perplexing. But according to the above said, we can understand their words very simply. We have shown that each of the 613 mitzvot in the Torah revolves around that single mitzvah. Love your friend as yourself. And we find that such a state can only exist in a complete nation whose every member agrees to it.
שכל חבריה מוכנים לכך. שוב, קטע שמתחיל בהמעט לך.
Again.
והמעט לך זה, כך.
And if that is not enough for you,
Rabbi Elazar,
the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, since the world is judged by its majority and the individual is judged by its majority, he performed one mitzvah. Happy is he, for he has sentenced the world to the side of merit. And if he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the world to the side of sin, as it is said, one sinner destroys much good. Thus, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, has made me responsible for the whole world, since he thinks all the people in the world are responsible for one another, and each person brings merit or sin to the whole world by his deeds. This is twice as perplexing. But according to the above said, we can understand their words very simply. We have shown that each of the 613 mitzvot, commandments, in the Torah revolves around that single mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. And we find that such a state can only exist in a complete nation whose every member agrees to it.
Therefore, understand that this is what we truly want in all the nations, in all the continents, in all the countries, as much as possible, and for all of us to explain that the purpose of human beings' development is connection between us all the way to the degree of arvut, where we will feel that each of us is dependent on the others. This is actually the purpose of our life, the purpose of our expansion and life. This is what we need to do. This is the essence of Bnei Baruch's existence.
French.
Avant de poser la question, je demande l'autorisation parce que c'est par rapport à ce que le Rav a dit sur la diffusion.
I wanted to ask a general question about dissemination, can I?
About the rest of dissemination, no. We're talking about the topic that we just read right now. Do you have what to ask about that? If not, then I'm sorry. We don't do it that way. Usually he asks to the point. And now everyone is on what we read this from Bala Sulam and wants to understand it, and he's going to pull us outwards. What do you gain from that? We're thinking about one thing and he's thinking about another. These things are very important because they are in our connection with the reforming light, with the Creator. Hence, it is worthwhile for us to not let ourselves run to different directions. Turkey 1.
Tengra, my friend is asking, you said everything is on yourself. So how do we acquire the power of faith regarding this? And how do we clarify the correction?
Everything is in our hands, in the hands of people, and a person is a small world, and in the correction of it, we correct the whole world. But when we enter into a person, we see that he is like Adam Arishon, which includes within him all the souls, and needs to sort them to be as one man in one heart, so all the souls will connect together. And then there will be the correction of the world. Hence, the correction of the world is in the correction of man. Tel Aviv
3. Performed one mitzvah and determined the whole world to the scale of merit and the opposite. So that's always right, or it's only in the last generation?
It's always correct because it's the law of reality, of all of reality. But when it's revealed more and more according to the generation and the development of the generation, meaning to the extent in which the will to receive in each generation becomes bigger, it demands more corrections and can carry out more and more corrections. That's why it's being disclosed.
Another question about Arvut, can I? The correction of Arvut, it expands from the inner circle, then to the next circle, and the next? Or is there an inner circle that if it performs it, so the whole world changes? Or does it expand in circles?
No, it's this way and that way, because we're all intermingled and we're all connected, and if I do a certain change here, it can have great influence on the other side of the general vessel, or of the world, you could say. Doesn't matter. Moscow 6.
How do all the souls become one soul?
The desire to receive, which divides due to the shattering and then goes through corrections, its individual corrections, comes to a state in which it can all already be in bestowal or gradually be in bestowal. To that extent, it connects to others until they all begin to intermingle more and more into a greater, more unified desire to receive. Until they all return to the same picture, despite the fact that there are many people and many individual souls, but that quantity does not bother the connection between them. On the contrary, since there are so many, but with that so connected to one, gives power to the final vessel. Hence, it's not that we return to be one man. We will be billions. But these billions will reveal within them a connection as one.
No.
And will feel, I can't depict this, but they will feel that each completes the other. And in this completion and in this separation specifically, that's the power. PT7.
It's written at the end of the article that this is impossible to perform, but only in a whole nation, that every member agrees to it. What does it mean, agree to it?
That they want to come to be as a connected ten that reveals the Creator between them. Okay, we completed this article, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, which is truly a very big article. We're yet to reveal more and more depth within it. But for the time being, we are moving to, what are we moving to? Maybe nevertheless to the Arvut?
We can start Arvut or go to Tess.
No, Tess now will confuse our minds. Let's move to the Arvut.
So, we are going to the Arvut article. We'll have an introduction to it.